Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you the information or the key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. So for most people, January is a month of setting goals or thinking about those New Year's resolutions or building intentions for the year. Well, we have an acronym. It's based on G-O-A-L, which of course is the word goal. And it's not just your typical do your smart, do your SWOT, and there you go. But those are part of it. Don't get me wrong. You need to do those things as well. But it also helps you understand the process when things maybe don't go as well as you had hoped, or how you can actually make things work rather than failing. So what does goal stand for? Well, the G stands for the goal itself, and that is creating it and making it SMART, which is the specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and resourced is something we add, making sure you have those resources to achieve that goal. And of course, this time bound, which means it has an end date. You need to make sure your goal is SMART, because just saying, you know, I want to be promoted to vice president of sales this year isn't a SMART goal. What year is this year? Vice president of sales in what company, or if there is something else you need to attach to that? Is it actually attainable? Maybe I'm a customer service representative, so there might be a few other steps to go along the way to get to VP of sales. Do I have the resources to make it happen? Mentors, coaches, maybe it's training, maybe it's a webinar, whatever that is. So you really do need to take that time and do a proper SMART goal, asking yourself tons of questions, which of course I can help you with. The O on our acronym of GOAL stands for opportunity. And this is where you get to do your SWOT analysis. So listing all your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats for this goal. And when we think about this and we think about what our opportunities are, we really want you to think outside the box. Sometimes we can get stuck on our weaknesses. Maybe I don't have the training. Maybe I don't have support of my current manager, whatever that is. Think outside the box to figure out how you can obtain those things that you need to do in order to achieve your goal. And what other opportunities beyond the typical things that your company may require, such as training, would help you, right? So a lot of people do hire mentors, coaches, career counselors, whatever those things are, in order to make sure they can achieve their goal. Maybe it's also, you know, sitting down with the manager and having conversations, and that becomes a one-on-one conversation opportunity. Really think about what that looks like. The A for us stands for action and apply. So we all know that we create goals every year, mostly, you know, your performance appraisal review goals with your employees or for yourself. And they're just written down. And too many times that's where it ends. There's no action. There's no applying. There's no going after those opportunities we may have listed. You have to put actions in place, and you need to apply that in order to achieve a goal. Most goals don't just happen because we wait for doors to open for us. It mostly means we need to do something and take advantage of our SWOT analysis and the opportunities in order to get there. So that is a crucial step. If you just do the goal and the opportunity, or you're SMART and you're SWOT and do nothing else, guess what's going to happen next year? You'll be redoing the same performance appraisal goal or leadership goal that you may have. The next one and the last one is L for learn. And what does this mean? This means that we need to learn from what is going really well with helping us achieve our goal and what isn't going so well. If something is not working, let's look at that. Let's figure out the why behind it. Why is it that the training isn't helping me get to the next level? Well, maybe it's the wrong training. You know, maybe there's something else that isn't working properly to achieve your goal of VP of sales, for example. Let's learn from what's working. We want to build on that, and let's learn from what's not working and refine it. Then you're going to go back to your original goal and update it if that's needed. If everything's working perfectly and you achieved your goal, this is where you learn from what happens so you can apply it next time. But if your goal didn't work, you need to refine it and redo the G for goal, the O for opportunity, and the A for action and apply, and come back to the L and see how you're doing. It is really important to remember that goals as leaders should also include opportunities for professional development as the opportunity piece and as the action and apply piece. Remember, you can't just write down a goal and quote hope or quote wish it happens. Change that mindset in yourself and your employees. You have to believe and trust, and the most important, know it will and can happen if you do the work. You know that just writing things down doesn't work in most cases. So let's remember to follow up with our employees and our own goal at least quarterly, if not monthly, to make sure that we are applying the actions that we create and that we are taking advantage of refining and learning from what's not working so that we can achieve that goal, say by the end of December 2025, if that's where your time is. I know that you can achieve your goals, and I know you can help your employees achieve those goals. So let's take the wish and the hope out of everything, and let's use a goal, opportunities, actions, and applying them and learning from them to achieve everything we wish to do in 2025. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know has created a goal and needs help, of course, you can reach out to me. Or feel free to visit our website for more information on our leadership programs, coaching, and our Rise to Leadership event and programs coming soon. You can find out more about that and all of our leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, please remember, leadership matters.